This is Cheetah Chrome from the Patoosies and Rocket from the Tombs, and you are listening to Radio As You Want. Now get out in the streets and cause a freaking riot.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want!
With your host, Mike Routier.
And Flag the Ripper.
Oh, yes, we have returned. Radio Like You Want, Mike Routier. We have a special show this week.
Classics all around. Tales from the front lines of punk rock like the man himself could only tell it.
Cheetah Chrome, ladies and gentlemen. We got him exclusively this week. He's been touring around the country talking about his new book, Cheetah Chrome, A Dead Boy's Tale. It comes live from the front lines of punk rock. And you know what? Cheetah was not afraid to tell the dirty stories.
That's
there's
right.
Heroin in here. There's pussy in here. Everything I love.
That's a deadly mixture. And you were on the front lines exclusively. I was out on a secret mission this week, so you handled business as only business could be handled. It's a great interview you did here with Cheetah Chrome.
Well, I love Cheetah. He is a rock legend. And we talked to him about his book. We talked to him about his dirty stories. And we talked to him about the classic bands he's been in. The Dead Boys, Rocket from the Tombs. He's got a new
awesome
group,
band.
The Batusis.
Oh, that's
with
right.
Sylvain.
Yeah, New York Dolls.
Would I kid you, my friend? There's luminaries aplenty in this band. It's kicking ass.
Now, you've known Cheetah for a while, right? I mean, you know him from back in the day?
I knew Cheetah from back in the day, but not like famous guy to famous guy. I was like doing
just
nothing.
Just two losers hanging out?
I was making T-shirts in some cheesy place in Boston.
Wow.
Sleeping on a floor. And I met Cheetah, and he was
some
already
never
a
change,
rock legend.
Leg.
That's right, I know. Well, now I sleep there because it's like the Zen Buddhist
it's
thing.
More comfortable than your room. No, but anyway.
I was there, and I met this guy, and he was already a legend. Everybody knew Sonic Reducer. Everybody knew the Dead Boys.
Right.
And he was the sweetest guy in the world. I loved him. He was just always
brilliant.
Did
you guys do butt stuff? Or
we didn't do butt stuff, but I watched him screw a lot of girls that I wished I had. And I got to love Cheetah for that.
By request from Cheetah Chrome, Alice Cooper on Radio.
Like You Want.
The telephone is ringing. You got me on the run. I'm driving in my car now. Anticipating fun. I'm driving right up to you, babe. I guess that you couldn't see, yeah, yeah. But you were under my wheels, honey. Why don't you let me be? 'Cause when you call me on the telephone, say, take me to a show.
Thrill you've all been waiting for.
Here is one of the most phenomenal acts in the history of show business.
Trotter, spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from points unknown, as we bring you
Globetrotter.
Where the hell are we heading this week, Blag? What's going on?
We're headed back to the fatherland.
This
is the Dead Pants, or as they're sometimes known, Die Toten Hosen, and their classic...
Meine Gott.
Opel Gang. Now, this one is about, it's based on some strange story of thieves and bizarre newspaper accounts of their stories. And
is this like an old Hansel and Gretel type thing? Or?
It's like Hansel and Gretel, except it's different in that
cars
no
and guns and money, girls, chicks.
That we've been talking, and the song itself is actually already good.
Oh, this is the song.
So, yeah. I don't know if we should
stop. I thought
stop
you just opened a window or something. Sounds like our name. Okay. All right. This is pretty good.
Anyway, it's Radio Life.
Wow, this is awesome.
Attention, attention. This is Fu Manchu. In a few days' time, I shall speak again to this country and through it to the entire world. What I tell you to do then must be done immediately. Anyone who disobeys will perish.
When they call me tall and tangled, I'm a bad detective, and I always get my man. Well, maybe yes I am. Said I'm a bad detective. I could stand you in a can. Well, maybe yes I can. Honorable son, I'm bigger number one. Eat a fried rice and a egg foo young. See you there.
Well, with the chance of the case, and everything's pretty cool, I
Chan. Mr. Charlie Chan. The New York Dolls, they're Bad Detective. Too much, too soon. Their sophomore album, way too prophetic of an album title there, Blag.
I'll tell you what, they had Shadow Morton come in. He'd done a lot of the Shangri-La stuff. It was supposed to work. I don't know.
I thought it did.
The jury's still
like
out
that.
On that one.
Still, 80 years later.
80 years later, but I'm loving the New York Dolls. That's a great cover of a classic written by Lieber and Stoller for the Coasters.
Wow, I did not know that.
So you can dig that one out of your vaults if you want to hear it.
The Totenhosen before that are Globetrotter this episode. Opel Gang, look out. They're in an Opel Gang, Blag. You better just
The Doppelgang of the Opel Gang.
The Duple Gangers of punk. Safarians before that. Tequila doing their version of Tequila there from the Wipeout LP 1963. Devo before that. Red Eye Express live 1978 Bristol, England. They're hitting the road, so check dates for them coming to your town. Alice Cooper kicking things off. Under My Wheels with Killers. Mr. Punk Rock influential guy himself.
Who did he influence, Blake?
Tell me who he did not influence.
He seems to be the one mainstream kind of guy, not the Iggy guy, not the underground guy, but the mainstream guy that every punk rocker comes back to is Alice Cooper, and you can see why, because he's just, it's deep down the kind of stuff that makes your parents' skin crawl.
Well, you know, maybe our perspective is skewing things a bit because back then he had nothing. And a guy that knows about that, Cheetah Chrome.
Oh, man. We talked to Cheetah this week, and it was badass. He's such a great guitar player, been in so many killer bands, and he's still going strong with the book. Mike, you pulled out a good batch of tunes, and you got a pretty obscure one here from the Dead Boys. What'd you find?
Detention Home, Night of the Living Dead Boys. Check this out, and then check Blag, Chalk with Cheetah Chrome on radio.
Like you want.
We'll be right back. All right, that was the Dead Boys, Detention Home, and we have in the studio, live and in person, the mastermind behind the Dead Boys, a rock legend, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Cheetah Chrome.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah. Cheetah, you're in San Francisco now. You're promoting a new book that you've written. This thing is thick as a motherfucker and full of crazy stories. It's Cheetah Chrome, A Dead Boy's Tale from the Front Lines of Punk Rock. This is on Voyager Press. Tell me about the book, Cheetah. How'd it come about?
Well, it had to be thick as a motherfucker because I'm thick as a motherfucker.
I've heard that.
Basically, people stopped bugging me. You put going, you know, you got to write a book. You got to write a book. Well, finally, I said, okay, I'll send off the damn sample chapter. And I guess sent it to him. The bastards liked it, and they wanted the book.
I guess the question I want to ask you, Cheetah, is what was it like when punk rock had to be invented? What was it from the mainstream that made it into punk rock?
Hatred for crap like AM radio and deep respect for bands like Alex Harvey and the Stooges and the MC5 and Alice Cooper. We also, you know, you wanted to do something else. You wanted to make it your own somehow. And, you know, I've never put that much thought into what I do. I always just kind of do it by my gut. And that's what came out. We started playing, and that's what came out.
Well, how'd you do it? Did you just sit around listening to records and figuring out the stuff you liked? Or what made you crank out the Cheetah lead guitar style?
Well, I started playing when I was like 9. And I was a sponge. I listened to everything, and I would sit down, and I would, you know, play the records over and over again and try to learn just, like, you know, the classic story. You know, Johnny Blitz was the same way. I mean, he was a, you know, a heck of a drummer, but he was, you know, did it with Who Records and Alice Cooper Records. Well, we ran it with Jimmy. You know, the band, everybody in the band could play. And the thing is, Cleveland at that time was a very a tough audience. They had so many cover bands that were so good. And that was how you made your money in Cleveland, with, you know, music, was to be in a cover band. You know, so we had to know your chops. We failed miserably because we set out to be like Aerosmith and ended up being the Dead Boys. But once the song started coming out, what we were doing was so new. Like, all of a sudden, swear words are okay. All this, you didn't have to be watch this. You didn't have to watch that. You know,
you got to give it up to Stiv Bators. Yes. His lyrical content was just a cut above. On this show, I like to stick to the sex and drugs. The 70s seemed to be a much looser era in terms of your sex, your drugs, your rock and roll.
It was all over the place then. It was expected. Then, you know.
So was it easier to fuck your friends' girlfriends back in the 70s than it is now? Because I have a hell of a time trying to.
Yeah, a lot easier. We shared many women, you know, me and my friends. Me and Steve especially, we're not shy about that.
I mean, were you guys just letting it all hang out there, New York City, Cleveland, back in the 70s?
Yeah, well, it was before AIDS, and so you could be a lot, you know, you didn't have to be as careful as you do now. And also, it was you know, if it is a very free time, I was coming the ass end of the 60s, free love and all that crap, whatever it was, you know. You know, you had a lot of time on your hands. Me and Steve, like I said, we always loved the Rolling Stones and how they did all that stuff.
Right. So you admired the decadence of the 60s
band.
Yeah,
so it kind of passed it on to another generation.
What was the record that made you think in the 60s that things were changing around? And what was the record in the 70s that made you think, wow, things are changing around?
In the 60s, it was Born to Be Wild by Steppenwolf. Probably the one that hit me, like, wow, look at that. You know, here's this hard stuff. I like this. This is harder than the Beatles or the Stones or Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Right, okay.
You know?
So you were coming from the garage band aesthetic, and then suddenly you heard Born to Be Wild, some of these kind of songs.
Yeah, and, you know, just that one made me want to play lead guitar.
Everybody always goes back to Iggy. Was that really the fountainhead of punk rock? Is that, you know, what you guys were aspiring to as you started the Dead Boys and you wanted to do something a little harder?
Partially. I mean, I was really into the MC5 more than the Stooges at that point. Probably just because the guitar playing was, you know, more challenging.
Okay.
Alice Cooper was always a big one with me because they had the same thing the Stooges had, but they were, you know, much cleaned up, kind of, you know, much more produced.
I know the other night you were putting down the second Dead Boys record, but I got to say,
I can put it down now more if you want.
Yeah. But I got to say, I'm a fan of the material on there. There's some line between dirty and heavy, and it's hard to pull
it. It needed
all
heavy,
together.
And I was actually, you know, one that thought that maybe the record should be done live, the second record, because we had those songs down, we were touring behind them. And we were introducing new songs while we were doing the old stuff. Mm-hmm. The crowd was eating it up. And I always thought the second one should have been maybe recorded live. We even had a title for it at one point called Ignorance in Action.
Well, now, there is a recording of you guys live that ultimately came out, I think, on Bomb, Night of the Living Dead Boys, and that's what that detention home was from, a classic song that you guys didn't wind up putting on any of the records, if I'm not mistaken.
But I wouldn't have recorded it at CBGB's. I wouldn't have recorded it.
Madison Square Garden, maybe, would have been better.
Yeah, well, we would have been more private because nobody would have been there except us.
We're going to roll on now. This is the Batusis on Radio Like You Want. It's Radio Like You Want. I'm still here with Cheetah Chrome, great rock legend from the Dead Boys, Rocket from the Tombs, Batusis. The man has rubbed shoulders everywhere, and it's all in his new book, Cheetah Chrome, A Dead Boy's Tale. Now, Cheetah, you dropped some big names in this one. And
might have rubbed their shoulders the wrong way, too.
And you rubbed, and you rubbed their shoulders. Is it disappointing to meet your idols sometimes? When you met Lou Reed, was he the Lou Reed you were imagining, or is it always kind of hard to meet your idols?
Lou Reed was really amazing because he hates everybody. And me and him hit it off like a house on fire. I couldn't believe that. I mean, we sat down and just started talking. It was like we'd known each other for years. The rest of the guys in the band were terrified of him. You know, I mean, they would come up. I said, "Hey, this is Lou," and they were all standing there with gobs back, there and jaws dropping. And I had no problem with him because he was, really nice. It hurt me when we got, lost to he the chance to use him as a producer, and then he was kind of, he snubbed me after that.
Any other great stories where you met your idols and it wasn't quite what you were expecting?
Well, I mean, Iggy comes to mind, which is, you know, through the whole, you know, there's an Iggy thread through the book. And, you know, he was either your best buddy or your worst enemy. There's no middle ground, really, with him.
Okay.
He was even more Iggy than I expected him to be. You know, you expect one thing, but he was such a...
A persona?
Well, a mess. That's the word I was...
Okay. So he was on dope. He was falling down. Yeah. He couldn't handle it.
I mean, and then other times, so was I. And he was the opposite. He'd be, you know, straight. So, I mean, there's never... you know, with guys like James Williams and Scotty Ashton and all those people, like, they could have been nicer. The Rolling Stones especially were, you know, they go out of their way to make you feel comfortable.
Is that right?
Yes,
the Stones.
They're really nice. They're wonderful people.
You heard it here first, folks, from Cheetah Chrome. The Stones are sweet guys.
They're very nice. They go out of their way to make you comfortable around them.
All right. Well, that's what we try and do here at Radio Like You Want. We're talking with Cheetah Chrome today, and we are busting out tracks. Rocket from the Tombs and on Radio Like You Want.
Yeah.
just a cunt. Ain't it funny when she splits and leaves you on the bum? Ain't it fun when you're broken up? Everything you've ever done. And ain't it fun when you know that you're gonna die young? It's such fun. 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 Fun. Such fun. Such fun. Such fun. 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 Such fun. Such fun. Such fun.
All right, Cheetah Chrome on Radio Like You Want. Now, Cheetah, you know I always bust motherfuckers here for the dirty, nasty things that they've done. And the Dead Boys, always been one of my all-time favorite bands. You personally, when I was a young punker living in Boston, I met Cheetah Chrome. I worked at the bar where he used to fuck girls at, and I got to tell you, he was always sweet to me. I had no band. Nobody knew me. He was real then. He's real now. But Cheetah, there's some stories in this book that are hair-raising. Give me one of the dirtier ones.
Well, my favorite one is the one in Houston was Stiv and the Whistle Pig.
Okay.
Where, you know, we met this girl, picked up this girl, Stiv did, at the bar. And Stiv, when he would drink, you know, he wouldn't just drink, like, you know, a couple of beers or anything like that. He decided he was going to get drunk. He'd have, like, 22 shots of Amaretto, of all things. You know?
Amaretto.
And just get blind, blasted drunk. And he came back with this girl, and I was just trying to relax and go to sleep. And they start just having this, like, ghastly sex next to me in the bed, you know? I mean, just making all this noise and... Stiv jumped out of bed with a hard on and smashed all the furniture and then ran
during sex.
During
he jumped
sex,
out of bed
and then all of a sudden ran back and did a swan dive on this girl. And I wouldn't, you know, actually got zero. Said, "Come here, you got to see this," you know.
So wait, so you went to the other room and got your got your buddy.
And then we were doing that, and I, you know, and I was lying naked in bed, right? I got to go knock on his door. I come back. What happens? Zero goes back to his room. I go over into his room and jump up and down naked on Johnny's bed. And I turn around to run back into my room, and Jimmy closes the door to my room, and then runs back into his room and closes the door and leaves me naked in the hallway.
So it looks like Stiv had the most fun in that particular evening.
And poor Stiv didn't even know any of this was going on. You know, he was so out of it. It was...
The Dead Boys, to me, have always summed up the great decadence of rock and roll. It's Cheetah Chrome, a Dead Boys tale from the front lines of punk rock. Of course, you can always go to cheetahchrome.net to see what Cheetah's up to. You can go to smogveil.com, smogveil.com, and you can pick up this new book. It's from Voyager Press. All kinds of brilliant records. You got to look out for the Batusis. Of course, Syl Sylvain from the New York Dolls. He's got a bunch.
Les Warner from The Cult. Sean Coos from The Blackhearts.
This is an all-star band.
Hell of a band.
Featuring Cheetah Chrome. I saw him in Chicago. This is a brilliant band. Don't sleep on the Batusis. And what else, Cheetah? It just doesn't get any sicker than you,
just
my
friend. Just
buy
all this merch and swag I'm here hawking. Don't think about it. Just buy it.
Spend your money on Cheetah Chrome. He is capitalism in America. Standing tall for Cleveland.
Representing the free market for the left wingers.
That's right. Standing tall for the free market. Standing tall for the great city of Cleveland. We love you, Cheetah. This is Cheetah Chrome on Radio Like You Want.
Fuck Rush Limbaugh and the horse he rode in on. I always wanted to say it on the radio.
Don't need no food advice. Don't need no human. loser ain't no loser. Soon, root from some cold tomb. Things will be different there. The sun will rise for me. Then I'll be 10 feet tall, and you'll be nothing at all. Yeah, I got my time machine. I got my electronic dream. So I'm a loser, ain't no loser. Got my song producer, I ain't no loser.
Good barfing sounds on
like that,
that one.
No, that really went all out for that one. Dead Boys right there with what? Wait for it. Sonic Reducer. That's right. Young, loud, and snotty all at the same time. 1977 there. And then you heard Blag there talking with the one and only Cheetah Chrome. Nice job, my friend. You did a good job this week.
It was tough without you, Mike, but I kept thinking, what would Mike do?
Yeah, well, everyone should always do that in life. Played some good tracks in there, too. Rocket from the Tombs, Ain't It Fun from Rocket Redo. That's the 2003 release there that I think is classic. They did practically like a live in-studio thing for that. A band
and it's Dave Thomas from Pere Ubu.
That's the full crew except for Peter, the guy who passed on. But for a band who didn't release anything, to come back like 30 years later and put out a really great record is almost unheard of. And we heard Batusi in there as well. Big Cat Stomp from 11-teen, I guess they're calling that one, 2009. That's him and Solvain from the New York Dolls, right?
That's right. So the New York royalty is getting together. Oh, my
Holy
Lord.
What the? Oh, God, not again.
Mike, I went all out. I went to Springfield, Massachusetts this week. I had to pull out a classic from the Pebbles series. This is one of my all-time favorites, and it's something I find myself saying every Friday night. This one's from Steve Walker in the Bold, and it's called Gotta Get Some. Now, for those of you who haven't gotten some in a while, you're about to get some.
It came from the garage.
Gotta get some. Sitting in class, waiting for a time to pass. I eyeing some girl and getting mad at the world. And when I'm out for the day, I meet some nice thing on the way. I say, if you're free, come along with me.
When I get too close and the feeling comes over me,
I gotta get some.
Get some.
we'd say nobody has anything to fear from us. But we are going to control you now.
Well, you're just 17. All you want to do is disappear. You don't know what I mean. That's the last piece between your ears. The way that you touch, there's gonna be nothing. Hey, must be the DNA. Hey, the man be this way. Do you know, do you know, do you know just how I feel? Or do you know, do you know, do you know just how I feel? Jeez. Heart attack.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
hideous, awful things and women than you'll ever dream of. So good luck in catching up with that, pal. Not a chance in hell. Oh, and make sure to tell the two, I'm assuming 20-year-olds, that I said hi.
Oh, yes, Vadge Moore. He said hi, Mike. What a sick and sordid individual.
Hey, Vadge, how are you?
Man, well, Vadge Moore was the original drummer in the Dwarves. Of course, that was the Dwarves doing a brand new track, a world exclusive.
One and one time only. Going to hear it there on Radio Like You Want, nowhere else until...
It's a Wonderful Life of Sin is going to come out when the Dwarves record drops. The Dwarves Are Born Again, May 3rd. You're going to be able to pick that puppy up. I'm not above shameless self-promotion, Mike. I do it all the time. Hey. And we're pushing that new record. It's coming out in May. Kicking ass, taking names. It's a Wonderful Life of Sin.
Written by...
Mr. Rex Everything. You might know him as Nick Oliveri. Original member of Caius. And guess what? Caius is hitting the road. They're going to be all over Europe. They're going to be all over the United States, so you got to check them this year.
All over you, Blag. So
oh,
look
man,
out.
I'm telling you.
Coming after you. Before that, Gaza spurtin'. Strippers, Sheer Heart Attack from the desk of Dr. Free Pill. And we started off with our It Came From the Garage, The Bold, Gotta Get Some. Another
American
classic.
Hardcore original garage punk from the 1960s. You cannot beat it.
It's everything to everyone all the time.
Scott Walker and The Bold. Always love that track. You Gotta Get Some.
Got to get some podcasts. RadioLikeYouWant.com's got all of them for you. It's got our contact info.
Whoa.
What's going on?
My Lord. That sounds like the females, Mike.
I am woman. Hear me roar in numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back and pretend.
Oh, yeah. Time once again for the softer, caring, more touching side of Radio Like You Want.
It's like a weekly bout of menses, Mike.
And it's coming at you both barrels. Actually, this week is a little more serious. We don't like to be too serious on the show, but this one dictates that we do. This one's from X-Ray Specs. It's I'm a Poser, a classic punk track from their debut album, Germ-Free Adolescence. Recently, polystyrene was diagnosed with breast cancer. That's right. So she's fighting breast cancer right now. She recently tweeted to everyone, hoping and praying I can fight this cancer. Thank you all for your positive vibes. I'm overwhelmed. You're keeping me in the land of the living. Love, Polly X. Folks, get on the Twitter there and give her your love.
We love polystyrene here on Radio
Like You Want. Take it, Polly!
Yeah.
X-ray specs right there. I'm a poser from germ-free adolescence. That gets you up to date and out of time, Blag. We're hitting the road.
I'll tell you what, but we got to thank Cheetah Chrome for coming on this week. It was great talking to him. We busted all kinds of cool tracks. We did a bunch of the features. Catch us online, radiolikeyouwant.com.
And next week, Smooth E coming at you.
Bay Area in the house.
Greedy worldwide.